Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here and welcome. I appreciate your energetic presence as we talk about a really important and fascinating subject today in the world of astrology. I was guided to do a show designed specifically for women born in the 60s, specifically 1962 to 1968, although anyone is welcome, and especially men. Men are welcome too. I just wanted to provide some guidance and a grander perspective about some of the energies you might be experiencing right now, because it is significant. And I've connected with numerous women over the past few weeks, especially, who had the same questions come up. And so I felt it's time to just share this information with more people, and I hope that it helps you understand more about your soul mission and what you came here to contribute and offer and do, because it's really important right now. That theme is incredibly important. So we're going to have a fun show, and thank you for being here. This show might go for the full hour, so get comfortable, grab some tea, and also grab your astrology chart, because you might want to follow along and see exactly what is working with you right now. Now, before we get going, I'd like to do a few general announcements and just give some updates. If you're brand new to this program, my name is Molly McCord, and I am on the website ConsciousCoolChic.com. I've been doing this radio show for over 2 years now. I don't know how it's been that long, and it's really not that long, but I love this show because I can connect with so many of you and share important information. I am also a best-selling spiritual author. I am a marketing expert. I work with various clients to help them with their marketing needs. I am an intuitive astrologer, so I work with clients who are looking for astrology insights. And I'm a consciousness expert, and I love all of it. This is my dream. I am living my dream, and I believe that's what we are each here to do. And that is what I hope to guide you to, is your dream life and everything that is happening for you in the best and highest possible way. Now, today is also a lunar eclipse. That's a powerful one. It's at 16 degrees Aries. It's actually at 15 degrees Aries. And it is bringing up a lot of energy that is ready to move. There is a lot of action with the lunar eclipse. There is creativity, motivation, inspiration. Let's get some things off the ground. And it also asks you to look at what energies do you partner with on your journey? And that's because the sun is in Libra, and it is conjunct Venus in Libra and the North Node in Libra. And so being aware of where we find value in partnerships And this definitely signifies romantic partnerships, relationships, business colleagues, and female relationships. So checking in to see where you feel valued, cherished, where there's a give and take dynamic, while also owning your needs and your unique flair. This lunar eclipse has a grand trine in fire. And that is where Uranus in Aries, Jupiter in Leo, and Mars in Sagittarius are all lined up right now and connecting in a triangle formation. And a triangle has a self-sustaining energy. It has the ability to say, I'm going to take action on this, and I know I can do it myself. There is a flow of energy. There is movement. There is the desire to get some things done and moving and off the ground. There is spiritual inspiration. There is a lot of sizzle, if you will. And so we're going to feel this energy signature throughout the next 6 months at least. So it isn't just right now, but it's going to be something we work with throughout the next 6 months, especially when the sun goes into Sagittarius and the sun goes into Aries, because those this grand trine in fire will be triggered again. So if you are ready to go for it, to do it, to try something, if you're feeling pushed off the ledge, if you will, trust it. Really, really trust it and believe, because there is a grander energy moving you forward. Heads up that we have a solar eclipse on October 23rd, and this eclipse is at 0 degrees of Scorpio, and it's conjunct Venus in Scorpio, also at 0 degrees. And so what really stands out to me about this lineup for a solar eclipse, which also means the moon, by the way, is at 0 degrees of Scorpio, is that it's whenever we have a 0 degree, it's a new beginning. And so it's time for new manifestations, new intentions around finances, around business ventures, around your long-term goals and strategic planning, around the right people to work with and merge with and connect with. So that solar eclipse is also a powerhouse. It's a deeper energy. It needs to be connected to a passion of yours, a passion, a drive, an ambition. It's an all-or-nothing energy. So keep that in mind, that we will also have that energy signature. Again, that is exact on October 23rd, and it will last for about 6 months. And it will be triggered when the sun goes into Capricorn and when the sun goes into Pisces. So with these eclipses, we have time to work with them. But it's like they're just a fresh download of energy moving us forward. So all that being said, I thought this was a great time to share with you these insights for those of you born in the 60s. Now, I'm going to touch on a time period between 1962 and 1968 specifically, because that's what the astrology focuses on. However, let's just look at the 60s in general and everything that was going on there. I mean, cultural revolution, political revolutions, societal changes. There was the civil rights movement. There was the women's rights movement, Betty Friedan and Gloria Steinem. There was music, you know, Elvis Presley and all the bands from Detroit and the Supremes, and just think of the music from the 60s. There was Woodstock and free love. All the while, the Vietnam War was happening and the anti-war movements were going on. We had incredible fashion statements. And then there were also some riveting developments with assassinations. There were a lot of assassinations in the 1960s. JFK, Malcolm X, Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., all these leaders who were guiding society to new places were assassinated. And then there is a grander international perspective, because I realize that a lot of what I touched on here is very American-centric, but there were bigger changes happening in China, in France, in Northern Ireland. There was the Troubles. I think Canada got a new flag in the 60s. It's like there was just so much going on. And astrologically, this is linked to a very rare event, which was two outer planets, Uranus and Pluto, in Virgo. They were both in Virgo and in a few different conjunctions. This means they were on top of each other. They were together, amplifying the need for changes in Virgo areas. Now, let me give you a bigger perspective here, because what I'm going to talk about are some of the general themes for you, and I won't be able to be incredibly personal because your astrology chart is uniquely you, but I want to give you some of the bigger themes that are going on right now. And the reason why we're focusing on Uranus and Pluto and Virgo is because they are what we call outer planets. Now, in your astrology chart, you have your Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars. These five are known as your personal planets, and they are heavy indicators of your personal energy signature. And then we go to Jupiter and Saturn, which are these two planets that are essentially, they have a slower rotation, but they're not quite generational, meaning Jupiter takes 1 year to move around a full circle. Saturn takes about 3 years to move around a full circle. So they are more about changes that are happening in, say, a year or a few years. Then we move to the outer planets, which are Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and these have longer circles, complete longer orbits to make, and that's why they're called generational planets, because they signify the energies of a generation, what the changes are, what's happening for the collective. And so I'm going to be focusing on Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, as well as Chiron, and I'm going to touch on Chiron here in a moment, or excuse me, later on in the show. But that's a general overview of what we're going to be looking at here. So if you have personal planets that are strongly connected with the outer planets of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, then the energies I talk about are going to be more personal for you. So we have Uranus and Pluto together in Virgo in the 1960s. And this is rare, my friends. It's so rare that the last time it happened was in the 1850s. And what happened in the 1850s? The Industrial Revolution. When these two powerhouses line up, things change. They're known for evolving society and creating revolutions, and for dismantling what's no good and what needs to go. So in the 60s, we had Uranus and Pluto in Virgo, and they made three exact conjunctions in 1965 and 1966. So if you were born in 1965 or 1966, this energy is going to be even stronger for you. The conjunction was at 17 degrees and 18 degrees of Virgo. Also at that time, there was an opposition with Saturn in Pisces, and that adds another dynamic energy that I'll touch on too. So what I'm trying to highlight here is that this energy is really rare, and it's meant to move us forward. And so you were born at a time, you as a soul chose in to come at this rare, incredible time in human history to be a part of that energy. Now, when you were born, you probably weren't out on the streets. As a toddler, you probably weren't, or maybe you were, more power to you. But you came in and you embodied the energies of that time in your life, for your life. And you are able to now take those energies and diligently, practically apply them for the advancement of humanity, for the betterment of the planet, and to help others on their journeys. And so that's why I felt so compelled to do this show, because I want you to know that it's a really important energy signature that you carry. And fast forward to right now, there are some big transitions happening with this same energy. Now, perhaps you've heard of the ongoing Pluto and Uranus square. That started in 2012, where we have 7 different times that Pluto and Uranus make this square, exact square, to, again, evolve us, to move us forward, to show us where we need to grow as a collective humanity. And you are owning that energy in a more personal way than other generations. So take, for example, the fact that now Pluto is in Capricorn, and this brings up authority. Where do I give my authority away? Where do I give my power to? What structures really support me in my life? What structures support my goals, my ambitions? And on a personal level, have you been wondering about making changes in your life? And have you been wondering, do I have the authority to do this? Can I be my own CEO? Has that come up for you? Because Pluto in Capricorn is showing you through a process that, in fact, yes, you can be your own CEO. You can be the boss. You do have the authority to do this. Uranus in Aries is pushing and nudging you to say, but can I do it alone? Can I do it for myself? Can I make these decisions for myself and not feel that it's selfish? And the answer here is also a resounding yes. Absolutely, you can do it on your own, in your unique way, with your unique flair, because ultimately your intention is service for all. So let's take a look at what this means with the Virgo energy, because that is so important to highlight. If you have strong Virgo energy, because you were born in the 60s, you most likely do, the Virgo energy is all about practical discernment, what you can do to be of service, how you can support others. A Virgo energy is a wonderful office manager. I'll take care of it. I'll get things done. I'll order what we need to do. I will help and support and train other people. Virgo energy is great at the day-to-day tasks, at creating to-do lists and moving through them. Virgo is also associated with physical health and how you take care of yourself, how you are moving energies through you, through your physical body, so that nothing gets stagnant and stuck. And so all of this Virgo energy for women brings up, how am I being of service in my career? Am I doing enough? Virgo can carry guilt. It can carry worry and oh no, anxiety. It's never enough. It's never perfect. It's never, I can do more, I can do more. I know I can do more. I'll just stay here until 8 p.m. and sit at the desk and do a little more. Virgo can be really narrow in its approach, meaning it doesn't see the bigger picture. It just sees, okay, I have to do this, have to do this, have to do this. And so there's a sense that it's never completely done. It's never good enough. I'm never at a place where I can rest. And this can show up through your health, specifically digestive tract, specifically stomach, specifically excessive worry or excessive mind activity, because Virgo energy loves to solve a puzzle. I'll solve it. I'm going to think about it and figure it out and solve it. And so there is an intense focus on always solving and always having that mental energy engaged in a process. And this is beautiful. You know, we need organizers. We need people who run the show in the background. We need people who can take care of the details. Absolutely. But bigger picture is that at this time, you are also being shown where you need to surrender, where you need to just let go of some of those details and to not keep your eyes only on the desk, but instead literally like open up your body, release the tightness in your shoulders and just look up at the sky. And this is actually a connection to Pisces energy. And Pisces is significant for many of you. And that's because also in the 60s, there was Chiron in Pisces. And this is all about surrendering to something bigger than you and letting go of the details and relaxing. Pisces is the opposite of Virgo, and Virgo is all about being on time, and Pisces says there's no such thing as time. It doesn't matter. And it has this floating energy of you're not in control. You're not running the show anyways, so don't worry about it. This Pisces energy, Chiron and Pisces, is actually very strong for you right now. That's because since 2010 until 2018, Chiron is in Pisces. And it's going to be very significant for you because it is opposing your Uranus and Pluto in Virgo. And it's going to bring up perhaps what isn't working, what parts of you feel unfulfilled, what parts of you are terrified or anxious, overly anxious, what parts of you are worried that you're not doing enough or that it doesn't count or it's not working. And let me explain a little bit more about Chiron. So Chiron is known as the wounded healer. And what that means is that it's the energy of revealing where there is a wound that can't be 100% healed, meaning it's associated with having that wound on your Achilles heel where you still can walk, but you feel the wound. And Chiron, first of all, everyone has a Chiron. but what it also shows you is more of your power and how you are able to heal yourself if you so choose. Now, the thing with Chiron is that it can bring up where you feel like a victim, where you want to retreat. Our deep wounds are incredibly vulnerable, and they make us feel separate. They make us feel, or we can feel alone. We can feel like there's always something wrong with me. And you can be looking for a perfect solution, but in fact, that perfect solution does not exist. And so Chiron in Pisces is revealing to you more about your abilities to heal yourself in the best possible way you can through acceptance, through acceptance of this is who I am, this is a part of me, and I love myself for who I am, it calls in self-compassion, self-love, self-forgiveness. And it shows you that even though there's this part of you that maybe feels exposed or wounded, and it won't ever be completely wiped away, you know, it's part of your history or your experiences, and it's going to be present, it's okay. Don't fight against it. Accept it. Love it. And, you know, a woman who I think does, who gives this message so perfectly is Brené Brown. And I don't know if you're familiar with her work, but in fact, I usually recommend her writing and her books to women in their 60s, the clients that I have in their 60s, because, first of all, Brené was born in 1965. She was born right during this Uranus and Pluto conjunction. She has this energy, my friends. Like, she is someone who is showing you the power of your vulnerability, all about, you know, shame and guilt and imperfection. Like, her work embodies this. And so I often refer her books to clients, because if you're born in the 1960s, you need these messages more than anyone. You really do, because it's how you're healing yourself. It's how you're healing your inner courage and your strength and your self-love. So that's one of my best advices, is to look into the work of Brené Brown. And if it resonates with you, you might find that those messages are exactly what you need to get going on your path, because there's no need to fight against yourself or to keep it hidden or to become a martyr, because the Virgo and Pisces energy will martyr itself. It will say, woe is me, and, oh, I don't know what to do. And, I mean, I'm going to call you on it, because that's where you get stuck. Stop it. Stop getting stuck. People need you, and they need you to help them on their journeys. Now, some things to know about your energy is that the Uranus and Pluto in Virgo energies is all about breaking out of our old definitions of work. And I would guess that many of you were very dutiful, and you knew, this was the path I follow. I do this work. I go to this job. I work for this corporation. I go to this office. And that's society for many of us. That's just what we're, that's how we're trained. That's what we learn. And then at some point, perhaps you had a realization, and maybe that is right now, you're having the realization, this doesn't really serve me. I'm serving all these other people and helping them, and there's satisfaction in that. But what the heck do I want? What do I want to do? What is my dream job? What do I believe I can do with my professional background and credentials? And this is why many of you born in the 60s are all about being entrepreneurs. You have that entrepreneurial spirit. You are striking out and doing it your way, doing it in the way that satisfies you, while also knowing that when you are taking care of yourself and being of service to yourself, you are ultimately being of service to more people and to a bigger audience. And so people born in this era have that entrepreneurial spirit. And isn't that amazing? Because as we go back in history and we look at the last Uranus-Pluto square, when there was the Industrial Revolution, you have that spirit of the revolution, of the workplace revolution. That's how big it is, and that's how much I want to support you, and I want to really give you the validation that this is who you are, and this is what you have to offer. And at the same time, you could feel that waffling, getting back to Pluto and Capricorn, where you say, but do I have the authority? Because I'm used to other people having the authority. I report to my boss, or I have this great CEO or this great company I worked for, and they had all this, this, and this. And see, this is where your Virgo stuff can go into all of, you know, the qualifications, and I need to have permission, and I need someone to say it's okay. And this is where I am going to say it's time. You're ready. You've got it, because that's what you came here to do. And the astrology shows it. The astrology is on your side. You don't need a CEO on your side. You just need the astrology, which is there. If you're looking for permission, consider it granted and given, simply in your astrology chart. Now, my perspective on your astrology chart is that you as a soul chose it. And so you've had these years and these experiences of being of help to others, and now it's time to take it forward and evolve it more and step out on the next part of your path. At the same time, I recognize that that Chiron in Pisces is going to bring up your fears. And it could be the fear about not being good enough, not feeling that anyone's going to hear it or see it. And you know what? The other part of this is the Chiron in Pisces asks you to check in with your spiritual connections. And I always think of it as, you know, just give it to God. Give those fears to God. Give that worry to God, and work with that connection. Give it to your source energy. Give it to wherever your spiritual connection lies, because that's also where it's coming from. Your inspirations are coming from source, from God. It's bigger than you. Virgo energy is one of the most practical energies, and typically does not believe, quote unquote, in metaphysics, because metaphysics are, you can't prove it. You can't see it on a data chart. And that's just a general stereotype around the Virgo energy. And that's why the Pisces energy is a gift, because it's asking you to trust what you cannot see. Trust it. And that's a choice. You know, I am all about supporting people who are ready to go for it. And I believe that more and more people are ready, and that you want it, and that you know it's time. One of my books, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, is all about taking these leaps of faith. That's because I write from a personal perspective, and that I've done that 4 times in my life. And I hope that it empowers you. I hope you see you can do it. You can absolutely do it. In fact, you're made to do it. Now, the other thing I want to touch on is another strong influence right now from an outer planet in your natal astrology chart. In the 1960s, you also had Neptune in Scorpio. Now, remember, Neptune is one of these outer planets that moves slower. It's a generational planet. And Neptune in Scorpio was all about bringing deeper issues to the surface. This is where the passion comes from, where there was passion and curiosity and the desire to investigate the depths. I mean, if you look at it, you can look at it in terms of drug use, because Scorpio is about, taking drugs to go to a deeper place within oneself, way to look at it. Scorpio is also about sexual taboos, psychology, research, investigating. It's what's done in the dark, and isn't that sexy? Scorpio is all about transformation. And so when you were born, Neptune in Scorpio is the energy of wanting to escape into something else, wanting to go deeper into your own subconscious. It's an interesting dynamic because you're also more connected with other realms. It's your dream world. It's your hidden passions. It can be whatever is taboo. And it's also, it's very intuitive and emotional. And so this energy of Neptune in Scorpio ultimately has the ability to connect you with a passionate vision. A passionate vision. Something that just gets you inspired and ready to experience it on new levels in different realms. You know, it is metaphysics. It is spiritual. It is meditation. It's yoga. It's astrology. It's anything that takes you deeper in spiritual discovery. So this tells me, too, that in your chart, the Neptune and Scorpio component wants you to go deeper in some way because you know that that's also how you connect with the collective. You connect with something bigger than you. And it is supportive with your Uranus and Pluto in Virgo. So this brings us to something interesting that's been going on. Since October 2012, Saturn has been in Scorpio and has been conjunct, moving on top of your Neptune in Scorpio. And so depending on when you're born, or when you were born, it will depend on when exactly this has happened for you or if it's coming up, if it hasn't quite happened yet. But Saturn in Scorpio conjunct Neptune in Scorpio. Saturn is all about timing, real world work, putting in the effort, discipline, responsibility, also challenges, authority figures. Someone who says it's really not good enough. You need to work harder and do more. Saturn on top of your Neptune can have multiple manifestations. It could be taking that vision and making it real, making it tangible, taking it and putting it into a new business, a new entrepreneurial venture. Or it can weigh on you and feel very heavy and make it seem like this is impossible and nothing's going to happen and I've been doing all this work and nothing is developing. Those are basically the two ends of the spectrum. So again, this started in October 2012 and it will go until the end of this year. And what it's revealing to you are weak spots, what works, what doesn't work, what needs to stay, what needs to go, what part of your ultimate vision, your ultimate dream, needs to be put into a better form or have a stronger foundation, where are you trying to control it too much and not trust it enough? And, you know, I want to recognize, too, that the Saturn energy, it brings a heaviness. It can feel like an elephant sitting on you. It brings loneliness, solitude. It can bring grief. It can be experienced as a form of death. It can be the death of a vision of what you thought was going to work, and it's just not coming through. And so please know that this can be ultimately working for your best and highest good as long as you continue to trust the process and to put on your big girl pants and show up. because Saturn requires maturity. And so you access these parts of you that say, okay, this didn't work, or it's not the right time, or I get the lessons here, I get what I learned, I got it, own it, move it on. It requires that inner, okay, I'm an adult here, I'm going to take care of this, I see what I have to do, and I'm going to keep going. Or it's the part of you that says, I'm going to let this die so that something higher and better can come in. And only you can answer that. This also depends on how Scorpio energy is in your chart and whether it's something you are able to work with or if you work against it. Again, I'm giving you just general themes. You know, your chart will be unique to you and will pinpoint your energy more. So consider all of these possibilities. Now, Saturn will be done in Scorpio in December of this year, late December, in fact, December 24th, 2014. And then it's going to move into Sagittarius. And so when it's complete in Scorpio, in the beginning of 2015, you could feel the rise of a new vision, the rise of new inspiration, of new passion, of new drive. And that's not that far away. So if you're feeling any kind of heaviness or stuck right now, you're moving through a process, and keep in mind that Scorpio is strong, driven. It's like an eternal energy. It's the phoenix rising from the ashes. If you've been through some rough stuff, it's not going to last forever. You're just riding out a death so that a rebirth can happen. Now, I touched on how Chiron is in Pisces right now, and it started in Pisces in 2010, and it stays in Pisces until 2018, so we're only halfway through it. And what is happening is that this Chiron in Pisces is opposing the Uranus and Pluto and Virgo energies, as I spoke about, and it's also preparing you for your Chiron return. Chiron return happens every 50 years. So typically it happens once in a lifetime. And it is an amazing opportunity for you. The Chiron return is about checking in with your life. What happens is that Chiron has made a full circle around your astrological chart. And you've learned a ton about yourself in the past 50 years. It actually starts at about 49 years of age. It's known as being a two-year window of 49 to 51 years of age. So I just call it 50 years, make it easy. And what it's revealing to you is what you have, how you have used your energy in your life, what you have accomplished or achieved, what you have focused on, how you have grown, the lessons and everything. And then it shows you what still needs to be healed. It goes back to that wounded healer. It often reveals the wound first. It reveals the vulnerability. It reveals the weakness, the pain, the hurt, the separation. And because it's in Pisces, it can first appear as some kind of self-pity or, anything that feels like separation from your power. It can be an area of your life that is dissolving, that is confusing, that isn't clear. It just might feel foggy. It can also be a lack of emotional energy, a physical energy. can feel very emotional, intensely sensitive, intensely picking up on vibes that you didn't notice before. It has a lot of energy in it that is quite personal. And it's probably the stuff you don't show people. It depends on your chart, but I say that because Pisces is a very private energy. It's private, it's emotional, it's sensitive, it's intuitive, creative, artistic, spiritual. And so what's really happening here is that now you're opening up to even more of yourself that you didn't see before. Pisces is energy we don't see. So you are now discovering parts of yourself that you didn't see. And it can it brings in that healing energy, healing separation, healing wounds, healing fears, healing emotional pains. And when this starts around 49 years of age into 51 years of age, life has a sense of changing. What's it all about? What am I here for? What am I doing? What am I contributing? Is it making a difference? Is it worthwhile? And the Chiron in Pisces, my friend, is asking you to open up to a more spiritual understanding of you, of your journey, of who you are in the bigger picture. And it's asking your Uranus and Pluto in Virgo to let go. And as I'm saying this, I'm hearing the song from Frozen, Let It Go. How perfect is that? That song is such a hit right now when it also correlates to the astrological energy. So if there's a part of your life that you're grasping onto and it's creating fear, anxiety, worry, doubts, you're probably being asked to let it go on some level. The Chiron return happens for everybody, and it's a turning point. And it's about opening up to more of you, more of what you can do, of seeing new parts of yourself. So perhaps as that time comes up for you, depends how old you are, as it approaches, as your 49th year or your 50th year approaches, be aware that anything that comes up is meant to be healed. And you can choose to stay stuck in it. You can choose a victim approach, that someone's going to save me. Or you say, I've got this. I know what to do because I know what this is about. I'm actually opening up to more of myself. And that's what this is showing me. And then you keep moving. I've talked with many people during their Chiron return who felt really lost. Everything I try is failing. My relationship is over. My marriage is over. I don't like my career. I don't know what to do. It brings up all these big life questions. I was at an astrology conference a few years ago and spoke with this man about this very same thing. He was just about to turn 50. And he was talking about how my marriage is over. I have two teenage kids, and I don't know how to explain to them that our marriage is over. And he was telling more about his career and that he worked a lot, and he was a very successful man at a software company. And I asked him, well, do you know why your marriage ended? I feel that people always know why. And because, have you ever met that with strangers where it's almost like you can talk to a stranger off the cuff and openly because they don't really know you, so it doesn't feel like it has that interesting dynamic of you can say anything because you're probably not going to see them again. And so I was just being very blunt and to the point with him and saying, well, why is that? Why is your marriage over? And he's like, well, I think it's because I work too much. And he's like, I would stay late at the office to get things done. And if anybody was at the office until midnight, I would also stay until midnight and actually stay later than them. And I said, so you were going to outwork everyone at this company? That was your plan. That was your life plan. You're going to outwork everybody. And he said, well, but that's how I got ahead. And in his astrology chart, he has Mars in Capricorn. So, of course, he is going to do that because he's ambitious and he has a goal and a drive and I'm going to accomplish things. And yet he was so out of balance because he said, you know, I didn't even think about how it's affecting my wife. He had such a tunnel vision. And it was interesting because what we realized was that what he needed to do to heal himself at this time was to take responsibility for his relationship actions and patterns and what he did and how he wasn't really there for his wife and how he really wasn't an equal partner. We talked through that. This is about a dinner, by the way, one of those conference dinners where everyone sits at a giant round table and a white tablecloth, and we were involved in our own conversation about all this, and we realized how throughout our conversation that night he got a new perspective about his own Chiron healing, and it only started when he took responsibility, and he had nobody in his life challenging him to take responsibility. And so that's what I did because I'm a stranger and he could take it or leave it. But I was telling him, you know, you need to own this, that you contributed to how your marriage played out. And so you need to own that or not and decide how you're going to do it differently. And that's the only way that you're going to really be able to move through the stuff and you know, and everything else that was involved. So what I'm getting at is that this Chiron in Pisces return requires you to take ownership of all of your energy. To not play the victim. No one did it against you. No one's working against you. And I say that because Pisces can be about the perception of hidden enemies and forces working against you. And so what you do is you claim all the energies in your life and you own it, and that's how you heal it. So keep that on your agenda so that you can feel powerful. Now, Chiron is going to go into Aries in 2018, and that is going to bring on a new wave of healing in our self-identities, and it's going to bring on a new wave of people born in the 1970s who are then going to begin their healing work on a deeper level. So know that what you're moving through right now is meant to heal you. It's meant to bring you to a new place of being connected to God, to Source, to Spirit, and that is how you're also going to do some of your best work and contribute in the world. So a few more things just before we complete our time together today. The world is shifting because of this Pluto in Capricorn and Uranus in Aries square. It's changing. It's a no going back energy that we're moving through that will continue through 2015. And so you are someone who embodies that energy on a more personal level, and you are going through a significant change that will probably last until 2015, depends on your chart, and it's really time to step into this new part of yourself and to own it and to know that you can do it for yourself, because ultimately you're all doing it together. There are millions of women born during this decade who are looking for the same answers, the same understanding, the same permission, the same direction of freedom, of I can do it my way and be successful. So please know that you're not doing it alone. Please know that there is literally a soul group of you who are doing this together, because what you're doing is paving the way for future generations, and you are redefining our work life balance. You're redefining feminine energy in the world. It's part of the divine feminine energy. It's part of the uprising of divine feminine energy. So it's time to come forth. It's time to come out. It's time to break out, but only you can do that for yourself. And the comfort zone is awesome. The comfort zone rocks, but it can get stale. And if you feel that it's getting a little stale, a little old, and you really want to go for it, and I mean the full meal deal of everything you want in your life, it's time. And you're not doing it alone, and other people want to learn, and that's who you'll be training. That's who you'll be showing and demonstrating. And I think it's also interesting that the Uranus in Aries energy has a very much, it's all about me perspective. But that won't last for long, meaning no one will get away with that for very long because you only go so far. It's a very short rope to only be about yourself. And so knowing that everything you're doing ultimately can have a ripple effect that supports other people is going to be beneficial, and that actually the best way you can serve others is by following what you really need to do, taking that jump. If I can help you with anything else, my friend, I do astrology sessions. You can find them on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. If you need this information, you can always listen to this again and again. You can just download this podcast on iTunes or on Stitcher, which is a free mobile app. You can come back and listen, because I know there are times when you just need that new, that pep talk. You need, okay, wait, what am I supposed to be doing? And I hope this show gives you that, because you're doing it for all of us. You're doing it for humanity. You're doing it for women, and you're taking the energy forward. And for that, I love you, and I am so excited that we live in this time when we get to do this together. Thank you for being here. Namaste. Connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, and I will see you for the next live show next Wednesday. Wishing you so much delight and joy and awesomeness on your journey. And on that note, we have to end it with Baba. So see you soon, my friends.